Go ahead and call this meeting to order. We ask that everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like tonight we're just missing Lori and Ellie. All right. Agenda item 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anybody with comments on items on this agenda? They could comment on it. All right. Agenda item number 3, approval of the agenda for April 12th, 2022.
I motion that we approve the agenda for April 12th.
All in favor of this approval?
Aye.
Informational items. We'll first receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. So for the month of March, 12 medical calls, 4 med flights, 3 fires, 3 motor vehicle accidents. I'm glad to see no one got blown away.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, tough crowd tonight. I don't have much of anything.
I did. I walked back.
Did you? Anyone have questions for me? No? Perfect. Maybe we'll get this over quick.
All right, we'll go ahead and receive a report from Metro.
Nothing new, but if you have any questions or comments, I'll gladly take the time to answer them.
Are you going to introduce our new person?
Oh, so the female officer that I keep talking about happens to be here, Officer James Scanlon.
Hello.
So, and I know we talked about this before, she's new, but she also lives within Dallas Valley. I'm extremely pleased with how it's turned out. And I know that I talked about before, and I'm not sure if I put you on the spot, Jamie. I talked about the atmosphere of the station, and when I select someone, it's not a retirement plan. The days of bringing someone up that has 3-4 years left in his career that's done and over with. I honestly thought to myself when I decided to take JP, I wouldn't get a return on the investment probably for another year or two, because there's so much that goes involved with it as far as search and rescue training. And I can say this with her sitting here, I was 100% wrong. The return on investment is immediate. I'm extremely pleased with the efforts, her work ethic, and what she's done. I can tell you right now, she's been in my office quite a few times about bringing things to the table that only make Sandy Valley better. So it is much appreciated on my end.
Good.
All right, thank you and welcome. We'll now receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools regarding recent news. I don't know that I have too much. They've started some dirt work on the next projects, which is going to be a high school and football/baseball field. So that's starting to roll here. And just excited. We started baseball and softball games once again, so teams are full. And it was nice this last month they were able to name that field after Roy Shelton. So that went really well, and appreciate all the community members that came out and celebrated his life with us and that. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Okay. I have a clothing club, 10 to 2, on this Friday.
And you've restarted Wednesday night basketball.
Yes, that's going on at the school. $2 a night.
From 6 to 7:30? I get up for about 2 or 3 runs up and down the court, and then I'm about done at that point. But it's still fun for those 2 or 3 runs.
There's quite a few kids. I think we have about 20 kids that have been showing up. So if you guys, you know, feel like you want to get your exercise, they'll work you.
Yeah. We'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
All right. I'm Terry D'Antonio, your District 5 Director, and I want to apologize that I haven't been here for a while, but it's not been my healthiest couple of years, so, but now I'm back to normal, so. Couple of things that are very exciting for Sandy Valley. We have two young men who were selected to be leaders in for Valley Electric. Morgan Taylor, who is a senior this year at homeschool, and he is a director on the board for the actual leadership school, and that's for Utah, Idaho, Nevada, and Wyoming. And then just recently, Blake Brown was selected to be on the leadership camp, and they'll be going to Washington, D.C. So it's kind of neat that Sandy Valley is represented, two of our young men. So, also, we have right now the scholarships. Anybody that you know does not have to be necessarily a senior. It can be an adult that wants to go back to school. The only scholarship that is for our seniors is the four-year scholarship. There's 2 years, there's technical school. I think it's great. We have a lot of young mothers that are wanting to, you know, go back to school and do it from home or whatever. They would qualify. And so the deadline is this coming Friday. So all you have to do is to go online to VEA and fill out the application. So I think, you know, that would be great for our community. Also, new program, which I know Gail, she heard all about it, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. This program, we're again excited that Valley Electric is going to be doing it, but any of our children 0 to their 5th birthday, they can get a free book every month, and in Spanish and in English. So, again, just we go on and just sign up for it, so it's free.
On your website?
On the website. Another really good news is a lot of people don't realize this, but Brian, if you could share this at the school, there's anybody that qualifies for free meals, which I think everyone at Sandy Valley does, the family is eligible for their broadband to have $30 off every month for up to 5 years. It doesn't have to necessarily be anyone in the students, but anyone. A lot of our seniors who have very limited income, unfortunately it was $50, but I think too many people started taking advantage of it, and so now it's $30. But hey, that means you can have the broadband for what, $29 instead of $59. So that's also, you can go online, and that's a federal program. That's not anything to do, I mean, Valley Electric is just one of the companies that are able to bring that to the community. And I think, let's see, I think that's about the up, well, then I have, I wanted to say all the good things first before I said the one bad. Well, it's not necessarily bad. But everyone knows that everything is going up in price. We're not increasing the rates, but we are increasing the service charge. So it will be going from $15 to $35 starting in May. And the reason is, I mean, our power bill is over 50% of our entire budget. It's very, very expensive. We have the hydro, we have the gas, it's just, we can't do it anymore. And by increasing to the members, half of it, basically is what it comes out to be, VEA is still picking up the other $5 million. So it's about a $10 million increase is what we've seen. We should have probably done it last year, but we didn't. And so how we can all help as individuals is look at from 5 to 10 at night. That's the most expensive time to run your air conditioning. If you can set delays for your dishwashers, for your washer dryers, so that we can, you know, almost self-monitoring ourselves, so we can keep our bills a lot lower individually. So we do have control over that. So other than that, that's all I have. Does anyone have any questions from me?
Okay. So the Dolly Parton Library, I did try to do that a couple years ago when I had my son, and they said that they didn't service Sandy Valley.
Now they do.
So they do now.
Yeah, it just happened like 3 months ago, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll now receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. Talked to Family Dollar developer today, and they're looking at July 1st as the latest opening date. They are still dealing with permitting issues, but I'm meeting with the new director of the building department tomorrow, so hopefully I can work out some of those things. The gas station, I'm sure you've seen, they've had lots of struggles with their payment system. They're doing everything they can to get it back up and running. I've talked to them a lot, and they are just having some bad luck. It's a really tough go for them. Our trail, they're still working on planning our trail that's going to go along Quartz, Public Works is, and they are continuing to work on the engineering for the pass. Part of the problem and the delay, and I know none of you want to hear this because I don't want to hear it either, we don't have staff to do the engineering, so we're having to get outside consultants to do the work, and it's the same problem that everyone's having everywhere. I don't know where all these people are working now, but they're not working with the county, so it's probably not till 2023, and please don't throw tomatoes at me or anything, because I hate it too, believe me, I don't like it either. So the commissioner's trying to push as much as we can, but if there's no one there to do the work, how much can you push? You know, I mean, that's all I have. Oh, Missoula Children's Theater. So I talked about this months ago, and it's been so much drama, pun completely intended, trying to get this program here, and it's coming. So May 8th through the 14th, two people from Missoula Children's Theater will be coming here. They will have auditions on the 9th, and I'll be putting up flyers and stuff about this. Auditions will be on the 9th. They can do up to 60 kids and 4 assistant directors. So they'll do the auditions. That night, the kids will start their rehearsals. They'll rehearse all week. And then Saturday, there will be two free shows for the community. Probably 3 and 5:30, but I'm meeting with Principal Hadavi tomorrow. We're going to iron that out, but super exciting. And we're doing Alice in Wonderland. So if you have a minute, Google Missoula Children's Theater, Alice in Wonderland, and some of the pictures are awesome from some of the shows. So this is going to be my first involvement with them, but I've heard nothing but awesome stuff from it. So kids don't have to have any experience. They just want to be able to come and have fun and be a part of the cast. So, yeah.
Where is it going to be?
At the school.
And we're open, everybody's open, invited. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'll be putting flyers up everywhere. And all kids are welcome, kindergarten through 18. And they don't have to be enrolled in the school. It's for the community. We just happen to be using the school for the space. So, kind of, I've been working on it all day, and it's very exciting. I can't wait. There's a couple things have come up on Facebook the past couple weeks or past few days about how Sandy Valley were the redheaded stepchildren of Clark County, and I definitely take some exception to that. And it's very frustrating to me, especially since I live here, because I wouldn't live somewhere that was treated that way. So if there are things that you, other than the road, because I know about the road, but, and believe me, our road, there are other bad roads too, so it's not just ours, but if there are things you think we need in the community, let me know, because these people are bitching about stuff that has never been talked to me about, and the county can't say yes or no if it's never even been brought to our attention. So the one thing I will say an absolute no, we can't have a community pool. They're not building any new pools in town, any. Pools are bad, they're a non-starter. But other stuff, let me know if there's programming, and I know I'm preaching the choir here because you guys are here and you're participating, but just saying, it just really kind of gets under my skin when people say that, because we have a lot of great things here, and it's very frustrating. So anyway, that's my little...
It's the same couple people that like to troll on there. So
I know. Some of it's not trolling, and it
well,
just.
Megan, don't take the keyboard warriors to
heart. Yeah. I don't. Well, here's the thing. If you guys know me at all, I can't stand people that are misguided and don't have the facts. Facts are, we have a great community, and there's a lot of stuff for kids. And just because you don't have kids and don't see stuff going on doesn't mean there's not stuff for kids. So, yes.
I think it would help if some of those people had to have a breathalyzer before they went on Facebook.
And I don't take it personally. That's what they kept saying. Well, don't take it personally. I'm not taking it personally. But I do want to know what people want. And someone said, well, we want an activity center for the kids like the senior center. I think we have that here. So anyway, and they're complaining about how small the splash pad is. And I did some research, and we are right in the middle of all splash pads throughout. So there's some that are much smaller and just have one feature, like Good Springs, and there's some that are huge. So per capita, I think we have a pretty good size splash pad. So anyway, that's just my little editorial comment for the day. So if you hear anybody complaining, have them come to me and tell me, what do we want? What is it that you want? We'll make it happen.
Invite them to move to Las Vegas. They have plenty of stuff in Las Vegas.
If there's programming they want, talk to me and Shauna. We can make stuff happen.
I was going to say, because I interact with a lot of other schools that come out here for our athletics, and they've seen the changes that have happened with our park in this area, and they're in awe. So, yeah.
So, anyway, just... That's it. So,
my favorite are the people that come out here and are upset because they can't find people that can be their maids and clean up their place for real low prices with good references.
and one thing about Valley Electric, I was meeting with NV Energy today, and linemen, just in case you have teenagers or whatever, they're looking to go into something, linemen in Northern California, NV Energy just signed contracts. Linemen are getting $500,000 a year in Northern California. So
yeah, we're having a
if you have teenagers that are looking to be something, to have them go into being a lineman, because that is insane. So anyway, that's it.
All right, thank you very much.
Unless there's any questions for me.
Nope. All right, we do not have anything under planning and zoning, nor for general business, so we'll move to agenda item number 7. This is comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote.
Yes. I'm Al Markey, 2500 Kingston Road. This is Charlie. Charlie and I are going to be appearing on Earth Day at the Senior Center. Hope you all show up for that. Look forward to it. But what I really wanted to talk about is something a little more serious. We've dealt with this subject before, and we can never keep it going. And that is, what do we do here in the Valley in the event of some kind of major disaster, like the electrical grid going down or something of that nature? You know, we all like to just carry on with our day-to-day lives and think this is never going to happen because it's never happened in the past. But a pandemic never happened in the past during our lives, and Ukraine never happened in the past during our lives. Just because it hasn't happened in our lives doesn't mean it's not going to happen. There's several books on this. Ted Koppel, called Lights Out, says our electrical grid is the most vulnerable thing going, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. And the whole thing, you know, it's all tied together, which means that it supports different sections. But when one starts going down, they could drag all the rest down as well. And they say Russia has already hacked into a lot of our utilities. They may be able to shut us off with a terrorist attack. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And if the grid goes down, people in town, no water comes out of their tap, the toilets don't flush, the refrigerators don't work, they can't get gas for their car, they can't buy groceries from the store, the stores get cleaned up within like 3 days, and then you got anarchy. We are so lucky to be out here. We're so lucky that people don't know we're here. So many people live in Las Vegas, have never been to Sandy Valley. They've heard of Sandy Valley, but they don't know where it is. Great. I don't care if you fix the road or not, Megan, without what I think about it.
My husband says the same thing.
I usually think we want the road paved to go on the front, but I don't want it paved now. I like things just the way they are. But if something like that happens, it's going to be on us to support our own community here, okay? And we really need to have a plan about how everybody's going to be fed, how everybody's going to get water, how we're going to deal with medical, because we may not be able to go to Las Vegas and get supplies. We just may be stuck here in the valley all by ourselves, and we're going to have to support one another. And I would really like to see this resurrected again. I mean, the last time we did it, we sort of divided this up into areas of responsibility. Food, water, medical, communications, security, and Metro involved in that and that sort of thing. We might want to monitor the traffic coming in and out of the valley in that kind of emergency situation. I don't really know what the specifics of this would be, but if we don't do anything, and we have no plan, then we're going to be in just as much chaos as everybody else. And we got a chance to make this a special place where we can make a stand and we can survive comfortably for a few weeks or even a few months if necessary. And we have the ability to do that, but it's not going to happen by chance. We need to have a plan in place and people that are ready to implement it if something like that occurs. So I'm just bringing this up in hopes that somebody with a little more energy and time than I have will help get this ball rolling and see if we can put a plan in place and get something that everybody can live with that's going to protect this community, the entire community. Even the people that are struggling now for food are going to really be hurt at that time. So what are we going to do? That's just food for thought.
Thank you very much.
Okay? Thanks.
Yes.
Speaking of that, Al, we had, since the first of the year, we had 360 attempts to break into our firewall at VEA.
Wow.
And
wow.
Some of them have just been, you know, individuals just playing. Others have been very, very serious. We changed our firewall. But one good thing about the electric companies, all of them, because of exactly what you said, we're on top of it. But I also thought that the disaster plan that the county has would cover a lot of this, right?
It's kind of a disaster.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But that is something I can look into. I don't know anything about it, but I would look into it.
If we're part of the county's plan,
I'm only kidding.
Listen, Al, did you not just hear my whole little editorial?
Yeah. You can imagine in Las Vegas what things are going to be like.
Right.
I mean, really. I guess we can't imagine.
We're getting right. Al. Did anyone try getting Al Sunday out of the valley?
Oh, yeah, I heard
get
it was
out.
Bad.
It was horrible. 1 hour to get through Gene.
Yeah. Terry, did you have anything else?
No, that's
okay. Greg?
I would like to make a suggestion, and possibly Megan may be able to help. Since we can't have swimming pools, there's another thing that we can possibly use. Maybe we can find some county funding to assist people in putting hand pumps on some of the wells around the valley so that if something does happen, they're not screwed.
You know, that might be. I'll bet there's grants for that, like through USDA.
There very well could be.
A hand pump.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you can afford it, and you don't have any clue how to do it, because it's not easy, get a hold of me. I've already done it. I will show you how.
There's a lot of other things we can do to encourage people to have backup generators, to have gardens.
Backup generators aren't much good with $10 a gallon gas.
Well, that's true, too. But if you don't have any generator, you got zero electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to run.
I live on chairs.
It's great for a couple of weeks, maybe.
Right.
But after that,
yeah.
You better have a hand pump.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
I know that's a big item, and it's a serious item. It's not fun to work on and that sort of thing, but I just, it weighs on my mind, and I think that as a community, we'd be wise to have a plan in place. So, food for thought. Thank you.
By the way, I did make an offer one time many years ago, and no one ever took me up on it, that I would, if there was enough interest, I would give a class on how to do it.
Well, I'll bet there would be some sort of, because there's lots of rural grants out there. We can look into that. I did have two things that I forgot to share with you guys. One was, we talked before about the kids driving their ATVs around. I still say OHVs around. So I put together an assembly at the school, and we had Sergeant Pickerel and Officer
Boyle.
I'm sorry, I'm just and representatives from SNOR, which is Southern Nevada Off-Road Recovery, and Bryce Menzies, who is a National Red Bull driver. He's won the Mint 400 three times, has the world record for jumping a race truck. I mean, it's crazy. But we had an assembly. We got to see Bryce's race truck. We got to see the SNOR vehicles, and we had an assembly with the kids and talked to them about safety, about consideration, about protecting the rights to ride around, because it could be taken away if they don't do it right. Bryce was very candid with the kids. He's a young, cool guy, and he was very candid and talked to them about it. And I don't know if it'll have long-term effects, but it was pretty flashy. The kids were all coming and wanting selfies with him and everything. So it was a start. I don't know if it's going to do anything, but it was a try, and we definitely had their attention. And there were a couple junior high girls that were very disappointed that he was married. So it was, you should have heard. So it was funny. And then the other thing I wanted to say, as far as the redhead stepchildren, the sign out here for Roy Shelton is the same size and fabrication and everything as the sign that is at the county's premier baseball field, Desert Diamonds. So we didn't get some puny sign, we got exactly the same sign. That's it.
All right, yes. Yep.
With regard to what Mr. Marquis offered, I wonder if it wouldn't be too easy to just eventually put together something to the community as a quick and easy educational thing, which would tie into how do you deal with water, how do you deal with a hand pump, how do you store water, how do you put whatever, Clorox or whatever you put in the water to preserve it, not Clorox, whatever it is, chlorine. But some kind of an educational program that is a one-time thing, well-publicized, that could show different ways for survival, if you will. That's all.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comment? Yes.
Gail, 875 Osage, Happenings Media, et cetera, et cetera. Just wanted to give you a couple of the big things happening. The American Legion met last Tuesday, and we're going to be having a Memorial Day celebration Monday, May 30th, 9 a.m. at Sandy Valley Cemetery. Light refreshments, and then people will just talk of the loved ones they've lost. So everyone's welcome. And a new event, Saturday, October 8th, will be an artists and authors event. The artists will be putting on display their own art, and the authors have to have written the book, not be representative of any kind, and that will also tie in with the Dolly Parton encouraging young ones to read. So those are the two events that we've added, and other than that, we're all set for Easter. My husband is going to be the Easter bunny, and when we tell the kids that they have to wait for the Easter Bunny to arrive and wave the flag before they can start the hunt, we'll have them watching down the road to see if they're showing up, but they're going to show up another way. He's going to show up by helicopter. So that will be fun and exciting, and we should have a good event on Easter. Hope to see you all there.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm Bradley. I live in Sandy Valley. Good, I just want to make sure all the ducks are in the road. I guess right now I'll represent the guns and helicopters for a second. I just want to make sure across the board it's not going to surprise anybody. It came down through our ownership that we're going to be, we're tasked with airlifting the Easter Bunny. Just want to make sure nobody's going to be surprised when we land a helicopter in the ball field.
The kids are supposed to be. That's okay.
Because our risk mitigations, we've done high air recons, ground reconnaissance, and I'll personally be on the ground talking to Mr. James here to make sure there's no balloons and kites and stuff like that, if he could help.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure everybody's
I'll
tracking.
I'll be on the ground.
We're doing and our kids on the ball field.
Has anybody talked to the county about the fact that this is happening?
That's my
question. Okay.
We don't care.
What county
they want.
Listen, I'm not saying that they're not going to allow it. I'm just saying that people should know that it's going to happen so I don't get told something. So I'm talking to Matt on a stop tomorrow, so I'll talk to him about it.
Please do.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, I just want to make sure because, you know, it's all of us.
Yeah.
We'd love to do it. We're more than happy to commit that to the community, but we want to make sure nobody's getting down there.
We land helicopters in the ball field now.
Oh, I know, but those are known because they're emergencies. So well, I'm just saying, just so we're aware.
This might be an emergency.
Yeah.
Listen, on Easter Sunday, I don't want to be getting a call from somebody at Parks and Rec saying, Megan, what's going on? You know, so I'd rather just.
Prop dusting.
Listen.
You can blame Gail. It's inscribed on my wedding ring, too. So.
I think it is an awesome idea, and I love it. But it is a county facility, a county property, so I just want to make sure.
I just cover up your end number, and no one will know.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any other comments?
If I could just throw in a quick word, I'll reintroduce myself. My name is James Coyle. I'm with the Bureau of Land Management, Field Staff Ranger for Southern Nevada District. Here, if you have any questions about the BLM, sometimes there is, as we're your neighbor surrounding almost all of our county. Sounds like I brought up a few meetings ago the fire prevention order that's in place for 2022. I brought some copies of it, and I heard there may have been some questions about specifically the Tannerite. I'd be happy to add any clarification that's needed if there's any questions about that. If not, I'll sit back there.
I don't think that person's here that had asked about it.
Okay. Well, I'll leave these here, and anyone who wants a copy of the year-round fire restrictions on BLM and other public lands can have a copy of that. There'll probably be a what they call a stage one restriction that'll come into place later this year when things get really dry and then we start worrying even more about things. But other than that, we don't have anything exciting to report, so thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. All right. Our next meeting date will be on May 10th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.